This podcast was brought to you by withaim.co.
Welcome back to Vanishing Shadows. In the last episode,
the thumb drive in my bag feels like a bomb, a beacon, a grenade. I must get rid of it, fast, get it out of my possession. But what I do with it will affect so many people, change their lives forever. And it will change mine. Because there is one thing I have gained clarity on. There is no one I can trust.
Part 4. Hazel. When I walked into the house that day and saw my husband seated at his desk, my first feeling was relief. I had successfully thwarted Jesse's plan to kill Benjamin. My lover had arrived at the back door, found it locked, and turned away. If he had forced his way inside, the fact that I hadn't planted Lee's knife was the final clue. Our plan could not go ahead. Jesse had left. Benjamin was alive. And I had protected Lee. But when my husband swivels in his chair and his eyes meet mine, I see it. Barely contained rage, hatred, disgust. "Hello, Missy." His tone is oily. "Where have you been?" I swallow the fear coating my mouth. "At the gym. Where else?" His face is implacable.
"What are you wearing?"
Lee's clothes are shabby, ill-fitting. My husband knows I would never go out like this. "Vintage," I say, giving him a weak smile.
"Your friend was here."
"Oh, Lee?" My voice comes out high-pitched and strangled, but I press on, a faint sense of hope. "Yeah, I was going to lend her some dressy clothes for a job interview. She borrowed my car. I walked back."
"Not her,"
he says, his lips curling into a malicious smile.
"Your other friend."
I cock my head, feign innocence. But he knows. I was an idiot to think I could fool him.
"Jesse, I think his name was."
I'm not sure how to play this. Do I pretend Jesse is a stranger to me, a simple intruder, maybe a stalker? If I deny our relationship, Benjamin will know I'm lying and will punish me. If I admit we were lovers, I'm as good as dead. But I have to ask. "Where is he?"
"Oh, he's gone, Hazel."
The smile is still in place.
"You'll never see him again."
He doesn't tell me if Jesse is dead or alive, only that he got rid of him. Benjamin paid him off, probably. I know now that Jesse loved money more than he loved me.
"I know all about your little plot, my darling."
Benjamin stands, towering over me.
"Did you really think you could kill me and get away with it?"
"No." The word comes out a whisper. I take a step back.
"Clearly you did. You and your so-called boyfriend."
He smirks.
"You're so stupid, thinking you could trust him. But he never cared about you, Hazel. He was only after your money."
He's right. But how did Benjamin know? Had he beaten and interrogated the truth from Jesse? Or paid him for it?
"You never even knew his real name."
Benjamin smiles when he sees me blanch.
"Your lover's real name was Carter Sumner. He was a criminal, a dirtbag, a real piece of shit."
He paces around his office like he is in court. Habit, I guess.
"I was his lawyer in a violent breaking and entering case. One of his criminal associates hired me to represent him."
"That's how he found you, Hazel."
"He targeted you."
My head feels thick and foggy, and the information isn't sinking in. I knew Jesse had a shady past. The signs were there in his home, in his tattoos, and the ease with which he suggested my husband's murder.
But to think that he was an entirely different person, someone Benjamin knew and I didn't, makes me wobbly. I reach behind me, hand scrabbling for the bookshelf to steady myself. Benjamin clocks my obvious distress and smiles.
He used you to get to me, Hazel. To take what I've built through my skill and talent because he had none. He was a loser. And a user. And you fell for him.
I open my mouth to deny or apologize or beg forgiveness, but no words will come. There is nothing I can say as my husband continues. He is in litigator mode, making his closing arguments.
Carter Sumner would have moved in with you, married you even, and then he would have taken it all. You were nothing but a means to an end, Hazel. Disposable, like garbage.
Do I lie? Beg forgiveness? And then it strikes me. I don't need to cringe and cower. Because it doesn't matter what Benjamin does to me now. Soon I will escape. Or I'll be dead, either by his hand or my own. At least I will be free. I have nothing left to fear. And so I smile. Well, it was worth a try. He slaps me across the face, unusual for him, but I can safely assume that he won't allow me out in public for the next few days. And he is shocked by my insolence. It is entirely brand new. He's had me under his control for so long. His voice is a growl.
You devious bitch.
I used Jesse too, I say, a wicked smile on my lips. To get rid of you, and for sex, which was incredible, by the way. I am taunting him, goading him, and it feels so fucking good. His face is red with rage, a vein bulges in his temple. He's on the verge of losing control. If he murders me, right here, right now, it will all be over. And he will go to jail for it. Even Benjamin Laval can't get away with killing his wife in his own home with his bare hands.
Go to the room!
He shoves me forward and I stumble, but I don't fall. I glance over my shoulder, another smile. Whatever turns you on, Chief. Casually, I head down the stairs. As I lie on the floor, the thin blanket over me, I think about what my husband told me about Jesse. Carter Sumner. He knew who I was when he approached me that day at the gym. Knew I had money, a beautiful house, and that I was under the thumb of a powerful man. Could he sense my desperation? That I would be easy to use and manipulate? And our plan to escape to Panama? Was it all just a ruse? My husband is right about one thing. I am stupid, gullible, pathetic. My mind drifts to Lee, and I pray that she got away safely, that she didn't go with Jesse. I pray that she took her new identity and her plane ticket and started over. Lee can live the life I had wanted, as a new person in a new country. The life Jesse had talked me out of because he wanted more. He wanted everything. The cash, the mansion, the prestige. And now he is gone. And I am trapped here. I think about my own escape plan. How difficult it will be to execute now. I'll need Benjamin to let me out of his self-styled dungeon. I'll need to earn back his trust so he'll give me the space I need to get away. To fake my death. Drowning again? It probably makes the most sense. But my thoughts are muddled by stress and fatigue. I feel exhausted. I feel defeated. Only one thought gives me comfort. One way or another, I will soon be free. I close my eyes and fall into an exhausted sleep.